I'm Rick Henson with this news update for the weekend of August 13th on KJAN. A man from north central Iowa was killed during a single vehicle crash early this Saturday morning, August 13th, here in Cass County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 22-year-old Stephen Henneman of Plymouth died when the 2008 Harley-Davidson motorcycle he was driving went out of control near the Anita exit on westbound Interstate 80. Officials say the cycle left the road and rolled over before landing in an area between the exit and the interstate. Henneman died at the scene of the crash, which was reported just after midnight Friday. Governor Terry Branstad had asked for more time to appeal a decision by the Federal Emergency Management Agency to reflect flood aid to five counties along the Missouri River. Branstad requested the extension on Friday. FEMA notified the state on August the 5th that activation of the Federal Individual Assistance Program for Fremont, Harrison, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury counties had been denied. The program helps owners, renters, and businesses, providing grants and loans to help them recover. Iowa has 30 days to appeal. Since the Missouri River is slowly receding, Branstad had asked FEMA for an extension until November 15th, so it can include damages that surface after the 30-day deadline. Emergency management officials in Pottawatomie County are encouraging residents affected by flooding anytime after May 25th of this year to report private property flood damage. That's especially the case for those persons living in Council Bluffs, Carter Lake, Crescent, or the unincorporated areas of the county. Officials say it's important for Pott County residents to report the flood damage because, as mentioned, FEMA has denied Iowa's individual assistance declaration, and an accurate reporting of the situation may convince authorities with FEMA to favorably revise their decision. The Individual Assistance Program, or IAP, would allow citizens to apply for federal assistance through the Federal Emergency Management Agency. If qualified, residents could potentially receive assistance for damages and losses. Local and state officials have partnered to gather and submit further damage information as part of an official appeal to the federal government for assistance. Even if you can't physically inspect your property, officials say you should report your probable damages based on conditions at your property. Citizens can report their damage at the county website at www.pottcounty.com and then click on the Damage Reporting Tool link. Residents without computer access can call area code 712-328-4672 to report damage. The phones will be answered from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Flooding along the Missouri River in western Iowa has created another problem. Officials of the Council Bluffs Health Department said Friday that tests on their Sentinel chicken flocks have come up positive for the West Nile virus. The virus is spread by mosquitoes, which typically breed in stagnant or slowly moving water. A report issued this week by the Iowa Department of Public Health said the virus was detected in four Sentinel chickens located in Pottawatomie County. The state hygienic lab tests the blood drawn from the chickens on a weekly basis to determine whether they have been infected with the West Nile virus or other arboviruses. Human cases of West Nile have been reported in Iowa every year since 2002. Mosquitoes can get West Nile when feeding on infected birds. The mosquitoes then spread the virus to people through a bite. Officials note that West Nile virus cannot be spread by person-to-person contact. West Nile virus can also rarely be transmitted to humans who receive infected organs by transplantation or who receive transfusions of infected blood or blood products. And the chance of a human getting infected with the virus if bitten by a mosquito is low. For more information on the West Nile virus and precautions you can take, go to www.idph.state.ia.us/CADE/WNV.ASPX. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reported Friday a Council Bluffs man was sentenced Thursday to more than 16 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. 44-year-old Scott Wendell Dilley of Council Bluffs received a 200-month sentence from Judge John A. Jarvie, who also ordered Dilley to serve 10 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. The terms will be served concurrently. In addition, Dilley will have to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld says on March the 3rd of this year, Dilley entered guilty pleas to 2 counts based on evidence that he was distributing methamphetamine along with 4 other people in the Council Bluffs area. On March the 1st of 2010, law enforcement searched Dilley's residence, finding distribution quantities of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and a loaded Colt 45 caliber pistol. Prior to March 1st of 2010, Dilley had been convicted of a felony drug offense. The investigation which led to his arrest was conducted by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, the Iowa State Patrol, Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office. A trial has been ordered in a lawsuit filed by an inmate who claims the state of Iowa didn't protect him from being assaulted by another prisoner. The Iowa Supreme Court Friday rejected the state's request to have the lawsuit filed by Kevin Walker dismissed. Walker was knocked unconscious and his jaw broken during an assault at the Clarinda Correctional Facility in 2005. He claims prison staff knew of the threats against him and violated prison rules by not taking action to protect him. Walker's attorney says his client suffered severe depression and post-traumatic stress because of the assault. A spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General's office said prosecutors will prepare to take the case to trial. Police on Friday were searching for a man who robbed a bank in Omaha. The holdup at the Wells Fargo Bank happened at around 2 p.m. There were no injuries reported. Witnesses told officers the man entered the bank and demanded cash from a teller, but no weapon was ever seen. The man left the bank and fled the area in a white Kia Optima with Iowa license plate number 772-TFF. Police in Atlantic reported Friday that two residents were arrested Thursday on shoplifting charges. 34-year-old Shauna Johnson and 32-year-old David Hemmingson were each charged with fifth-degree theft. Johnson and Hemmingson were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the court. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.